Okay, so I want to dedicate this podcast to the ripoff that is T-Mobile, how they take advantage of customers, how they falsely mislead people into signing up for something that they have no plans on delivering. It all starts with the false advertising that they do on television. They tell you a price, you sign up, but when you get your bill, it's not that price, it's higher. And you call in and you're upset and they tell you, no, it's a proration. They'll give you some spiel about something you can't understand. So you wait till the next month. The bill's still not right. And the next month and the next month. And next thing you know, you're paying them way more than what you agreed to pay. They're already in breach right there just by not keeping their promise. And now they're, oh, no taxes, no fees. There's always fees. There's always taxes. There's always something hidden in there. I believe these are deceptive business practices and they're really, really hurting people out there. But let me explain a little bit of their hidden fees. Some of those are taxes. And I was really, really upset when I found out that actually some of these taxes are not real taxes. They make them up. That's right. They make them up. Look at your own bill. You will find taxes in there that are not government taxes, and they put them right next to the real government taxes, so you have no idea of which ones are real and which ones are not. For example, in T-Mobile, you'll get something called a regulatory fee. No such thing. And you know, they try to make it seem like it's the 911 surcharge tax. That's something different. Regulatory fee, there's not a government regulatory fee like that. Each government fee is very specific and it'll be in the section of government taxes and fees. But on the T-Mobile bill, if you ever even are able to read it, because they make it so complicated so you can't get to these parts, they'll have a section that says T-Mobile fees and charges separate from the government fees and taxes. So when you read the T-Mobile fees and charges, they have another thing called regulatory program and telco recovery fee. Fake. That's not real. You didn't agree to pay for that. And if you click on it and it'll give you more information, basically you're refunding them for them paying to operate their business. As a telecommunications company, they have their own fees. So you're refunding those fees to them that they had to pay in order for them to make money. It's ridiculous. It's incredibly deceptive also the way that they do this. They also have another thing called Federal Universal Service Fund. That is not to be confused with the Universal Lifeline Telephone Service surcharge. This is another fee there that they added to make it sound like a government fee that is not a real fee in order to charge you. And there'll be small amounts. I mean, the regulatory one is probably about $3. And then you have, you know, one penny here, 10 cents there, 15 cents there. But at the end of the year, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars because they are doing this every month to thousands and thousands of customers for years. So obviously their stock will go up because they're seeing a profit because they are overcharging customers. And you know who's hurting from this? People that don't speak the language. People that are senior citizens that they don't understand what's going on. Young people that maybe are not reading through their bill. I mean, it's just ridiculous that there's nothing we can do about this, because thanks to the Supreme Court, they made it where you cannot sue T-Mobile as a class action lawsuit. They did this for all telecommunications companies. You cannot sue them as a group. You got to go individually. Obviously, you're not going to be able to take on these multi-million dollar corporations on your own. So the industry is just a mess. But I just really, really want them to stop hurting people the way they are. And look at your own bill and you will find things there that don't belong there. And there's nothing you can do because they will disconnect your phone and then charge you more fees. This will continue until we, the people, get fed up. We need to do something about this. And a movement starts with some movement. So something needs to happen, but these deceptive business practices need to stop. I've got more information. I'm going to be bringing it out. Make sure you follow me and stay tuned, especially if you're a victim of T-Mobile. One thing that T-Mobile loves to do is to make their website so impossible to navigate through, so complicated. It freezes. It doesn't matter what browser or computer you use or your phone. It's just almost impossible to navigate through that website. And you mean to tell me that a multi-billion dollar company is not able to get some good designers to design them a website that people can actually understand? So this is done in order to defraud people, in order to lie to people, in order to hide fees, in order to hide information. Why else would they make their statements so complicated to read? Why, if you only have a phone, let's say, why not have one page with your rate and maybe the taxes there and whatever else you're paying? And that's it. You need like one or two pages. You don't need 10 pages of information in order to pay your phone bill. I mean, it needs to be simpler. And they know this. I mean, they have market people. They have all sorts of research people that understand that people don't understand their bill. It's always been like that. T-Mobile has never had a simple bill. And this is done on purpose. This is no mistake. And the reason that it's so difficult to read as well is because so many fake fees are there, fake taxes, all these bogus things that they add to the bill, that if you were able to see that in one page, you'll definitely have a heart attack. But the fact that it's hidden somewhere, they use language that they try to make it sound like they're official taxes or official fees or things that you have no way of getting out of. The reason they do that is because that language allows people to believe it. And a lot of people believe that all of T-Mobile taxes are real. They're not. They're not. You, if you care and if you're pissed off like I am, then you will do your research and see that a lot of these fees are not fees that you agree to pay. They're not government fees. And a lot of them are just straight profit for T-Mobile. And who hurts from this? You know, the veteran out there without a job, trying to keep his phone bill paid so that maybe he'll get a job interview call. Is that who really benefits from this? Because obviously not. The senior citizen that can barely work the phone, let alone read that statement. Is that who benefits? No, they're hurt. They're hurt by this. Young people, no one reads their bill. They feel that they have a certain trust that the company will charge them what they should charge them. And what happens if you don't pay this bill? Well, they'll disconnect your phone, then you get more fees. And then if you try to argue any of these statements or any of these fake taxes, you're going to get routed to a call center over in the Philippines or India. And I'm not making this up. Call them up. And there, a lot of them don't speak the language. And it's unfortunate because, you know, these are people, hardworking people, probably trying to just work, but they're not understanding the language that well. So what happens is you end up arguing with someone that doesn't understand your point. And on top of that, they have a script. They don't leave that script. So when you try to argue about regulatory taxes that shouldn't be there, they have no idea what you're talking about. So, and you think that T-Mobile doesn't know this? You think that they need to go all the way to the Philippines in order to provide customer service to their customers in the United States? No, they know. They know you're going to get frustrated of waiting 3 hours and try to talk to somebody. I'm exaggerating about the 3 hours, but I'm not that far off either. Then when you get someone on the line, they don't understand you. So you just wasted your time and being on hold or whatever, a callback or whatever it is. So it's really unfortunate that an American company that makes money with American dollars is able to rip off the same people that is keeping it alive. Because the people we are paying T-Mobile, we are keeping them alive. And the fact that they're able to get away with this and lie to our face, it's just horrifying. Make sure that you stay tuned. Follow me. I have more information about T-Mobile. I'm really, really fed up with them, and I hope you are too. The reason that T-Mobile feels that they can get away with these ripoffs of customers and overcharging people and hurting communities out there is because of a big decision by the Supreme Court. A while back, the Supreme Court ruled that you cannot bring a class action lawsuit against a telecommunications company such as T-Mobile. So you cannot get a group of people and take them to court. If you want to, you have to go individually. And you know this is a multi-billion dollar corporation that will crush you in court. So this Supreme Court ruling is super unfair for consumers. That imagine if every pissed off customer that T-Mobile has got together and sued them. They will lose. But on top of that, they will have to change their ways. So they have no incentive to change or to do anything about these scams that they're running on customers, because you cannot fight them, at least not legally. And that is just a real, real sad day in this country, that where the courts usually were the ones defending the little people. Here we see the court defending a huge corporation that does not need their help. Why? I have no idea. It does not make any sense at all. And I really, really hope that something gets done about this. But I'm very, very disappointed that I don't see a movement to changing this. I don't see people mad enough to make a change. I think people are willing to pay these fees more than they're willing to fight these fees. And they make it that way. They make it really difficult for you to be able to fight the fees. You know, you have to be on hold 3 hours to fight 15 cents. You're not going to do that. And why are you going to go take them to court over 15 cents? You're not going to do that either. So they know that they're racking in millions of dollars. They're protected by the court. And on top of that, people have more to lose individually suing them than gaining. But if we were able to get in together as a group and we can really, really bring change to this company. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, their CEO, John, he's on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you've seen his promoted post. He's using the company's marketing money to promote his own Twitter account because he knows once he gets fired, he can still keep the fame. And is that even right? I mean, if you're the CEO of the company is using the company's marketing money to market himself, because he put himself as sort of like the mascot. And it's brilliant in a way, because when they fire him, you know, he'll continue keeping all those followers that he used by paying, you know, the advertising to get them. But what about caring about what happens to the people that can't pay their bills? What about the seniors out there, people in fixed incomes, people without money? And the phone has become a necessity. It's not even an option. If you want to keep a job, if you want to find a job, you need a phone number. And the phone being such a necessity, and the fact that it's not regulated, where people are getting taken advantage of, is really, really sad. It's disappointing. So I don't know. I'm hoping that I'm doing this because I'm hoping that someone listens. I'm hoping some attorneys listen. I'm hoping that we can take this back to the Supreme Court and get that reverse, where the people should be able to sue T-Mobile. They should be able to take them to court. And that's going to keep these companies really, really on their feet, on their toes, and making sure that they're not ripping people off so bluntly like T-Mobile is doing. So if you're someone that's pissed off like me, let's band together. I want to keep a list of people, as many people as I can, because when the opportunity comes to take them to court, I want this to be a really, really, really big deal. And if you're an attorney and you've been ripped off by T-Mobile, you know, send me a message. Let's do something. I'm really out of options, pretty much. And hopefully together we can create new options. The reason that T-Mobile feels that they can get away with these ripoffs of customers and overcharging people and hurting communities out there is because of a big decision by the Supreme Court. A while back, the Supreme Court ruled that you cannot bring a class action lawsuit against a telecommunications company such as T-Mobile. So you cannot get a group of people and take them to court. If you want to, you have to go individually. And you know this is a multi-billion dollar corporation that will crush you in court. So this Supreme Court ruling is super unfair for consumers. That imagine if every pissed off customer that T-Mobile has got together and sued them. They will lose. But on top of that, they will have to change their ways. So they have no incentive to change or to do anything about these scams that they're running on customers, because you cannot fight them, at least not legally. And that is just a real, real sad day in this country, that where the courts usually were the ones defending the little people. Here we see the court defending a huge corporation that does not need their help. Why? I have no idea. It does not make any sense at all. And I really, really hope that something gets done about this. But I'm very, very disappointed that I don't see a movement to changing this. I don't see people mad enough to make a change. I think people are willing to pay these fees more than they're willing to fight these fees. And they make it that way. They make it really difficult for you to be able to fight the fees. You know, you have to be on hold 3 hours to fight 15 cents. You're not going to do that. And why are you going to go take them to court over 15 cents? You're not going to do that either. So they know that they're racking in millions of dollars. They're protected by the court. And on top of that, people have more to lose individually suing them than gaining. But if we were able to get in together as a group and we can really, really bring change to this company. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, their CEO, John, he's on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you've seen his promoted post. He's using the company's marketing money to promote his own Twitter account, because he knows once he gets fired, he can still keep the fame. And is that even right? I mean, if you're the CEO of the company is using the company's marketing money to market himself, because he put himself as sort of like the mascot. And it's brilliant in a way, because when they fire him, you know, he'll continue keeping all those followers that he used by paying, you know, the advertising to get them. But what about caring about what happens to the people that can't pay their bills? What about the seniors out there, people in fixed incomes, people without money? And the phone has become a necessity. It's not even an option. If you want to keep a job, if you want to find a job, you need a phone number. And the phone being such a necessity, and the fact that it's not regulated, where people are getting taken advantage of, is really, really sad. It's disappointing. So I don't know. I'm hoping that someone listens. I'm hoping some attorneys listen. I'm hoping that we can take this back to the Supreme Court and get that reversed, where the people should be able to sue T-Mobile. They should be able to take them to court. And that's going to keep these companies really, really on their feet, on their toes, and making sure that they're not ripping people off so bluntly like T-Mobile is doing. So if you're someone that's pissed off like me, let's band together. I want to keep a list of people, as many people as I can, because when the opportunity comes to take them to court, I want this to be a really, really, really big deal. And if you're an attorney and you've been ripped off by T-Mobile, you know, send me a message. Let's do something. I'm really out of options, pretty much. And hopefully together we can create new options. The T-Mobile CEO, John Legere or Legere, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. He uses T-Mobile's money in order to advertise himself out there in social media. He's trying to gain followers, because he knows once he gets fired, he's gonna be able to keep those followers for himself, which is brilliant. Can't really fault him for using you know, what's in front of him in order for himself to get famous. But what about the people that are hurting? You know, does this guy even care? Does he know? Does he listen? Does he have a plan? I mean, what's going on? And I can't believe investors see this as, oh, wow, he's weird. Look at him. He's just playing a role. But let's look at the bottom line. Let's look at, your profits are coming from people that are hurting communities. You're hurting senior citizens, vets. You're hurting single mothers. You're hurting people out there. And this guy, John, just wants to post everywhere on social media his quirks. And he tries to, you know, wear magenta and do all of these marketing things. But I just think it's not genuine. And a real CEO would look at these complaints, because I'm not the only one doing this. I mean, there's a lot of people pissed off. Maybe a lot of people are not taking the actions that I'm taking, but a lot of the customers are pissed off, if not a majority. And the fact that he doesn't see that or chooses to ignore, which is worse, I think it really, really, really is disappointing in the investors that keep the CEO there all because of the profits. And obviously you want to make money and you want to have profits, but you are really committing fraud. You are stealing from people, and that's not real profit. And if any other company, any small business will try to do the same thing, they will probably be in trouble even with the law. I'm not sure what the rules are for CEOs to use marketing money for their own personal accounts, but I'm sure that is not ethical. I'm sure this is an ethics issue here. And I'm very disappointed in T-Mobile. I'm disappointed in their deceptive and predatory business practices. You know, predatory is when you knowingly take advantage of people that have no choice. You're a predator. You're fraud is when you are advertising something, yet people are not receiving that benefit that they're paying for. That's fraud. That's you're doing it to our face. This is something that we are willingly accepting, and we might not like it, but we have accepted it. And unless something happens, unless enough people get fed up, unless a movement to change these things start brewing, nothing's going to change. And the Supreme Court has protected T-Mobile. You can't even sue them in a class action lawsuit. You know, they ruled that you cannot. And that, to me, is ridiculous. That's a whole nother story. But the fact that the CEO is choosing to ignore the complaint is really, really troubling. And it's a sign of a company that's operating almost like a Bernie Madoff type of company. You know, they are ripping people off left and right, and they've been doing it for years. And I know that they will come when they will fall. This cannot continue, and if enough people get pissed off, it'll stop. So hopefully you're pissed off like me. Stay tuned, have more information about T-Mobile. I will continue my campaign against this huge corporation. Me, the little guy, just like you're the little guy. Everyone out there, you know, if we got together, we're not the little guy anymore. We will be bigger than them. And I'm hoping that I can get people to join me in my campaign, and let's make them stop. Let's make them stop these deceptive, predatory business practices. Make sure you follow this podcast. Follow me on Twitter. Let's connect. If you're pissed off, let me know what's going on. I will really listen, and I will document it. And hopefully one day, justice will be served.